朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
真的，
I tell you truly,
没有一个人像另外一半受我们的苦受这么多。
No one suffers as much as our spouse suffers concerning us.
你来到教会，你脾气再坏，你对别人都还是带着笑脸。
And when you come to church, no matter how bad of a temper you have, when you face one another, you still have a smile.
你在家再懒，到教会你还是不敢不去扫厕所，因为高墙在这里。
No matter how lazy you are when you come to church, if you're asked to go clean the toilet, you still go because our brother Gao Qiang is right here.
我们整队的整洁队的队长又高又强，你敢不扫？
And our the lead for our cleaning crew, he is tall and he's strong. How dare you not do your job?
那对不对，弟兄姊妹？我们在别人面前跟在另外一半面前很不公平。
Isn't it true? It is really unfair when we look at who we are with the public and who we are when we're in front of our spouse.
所以我讲约书亚记的时候，神提醒约书亚说：“你年纪老迈，还有许多未得之地。”
So when we came and we are start preaching on the book of Joshua, the Lord said to Joshua, "Joshua, you've come to age, and there's still much territory that you have not taken as inheritance."
你单言不去得，要到几时呢？神觉得你不要再浪费时间了。
How long are you going to linger? When are you going to go and claim what is yours?
你们还有那么多的未得之地。
There's still so much of the promised land that you have not yet claimed.
我就说 practically.讲实际一点，什么叫未得之地？
And I want to say practically, what are these inheritance, these grounds that we have not yet claimed?
不光是圣经有很多的真理我还不了解，很多的经历我还没进入，很多的应许我还没享受。
Not just the spiritual truth that I have not yet understand, the blessings that God has talked about I have not yet received.
一个最实际的问题就是你在什么事情上会被摸着会不舒服。
But the one thing that is most practical, what is the one thing, what is your button that someone can push?
那都说到我们生命里面有未得之地还不像耶稣。
It speaks of an area in your life that you are not yet like Christ.
那你就看看主安排的我们的另外一半天天摸我们天天戳我们。
And you discover that your spouse who's next to you, God has cultivated that relationship such that that person is constantly poking you every day.
对不起我这样讲又对不起于师母了，好像他天天在戳我。
Please understand, I'm not talking about Pastor Nancy that she's poking me every day.
而且你会发现真的很容易摸着我们的常常就是在家庭生活。
But you'll discover the one thing that often pushes our button is our family life.
所以夫妻家庭是让我们生命改变最好的地方。
So our spouse and our family is the one area that help us to really be transformed.
比你上任何的神学院都重要。
It's better than any theological classes or school that you can attend.
比你在地上得到任何的成就都还更有成就。
It is more accomplished than any accomplishment that you can attain in this world.
也是讲到我的生命被改变了。
It speaks of the fact that my life has been transformed.
让我的生命跟耶稣交换，让我能够得到耶稣的生命做生命。
That my life is actually exchanged with Jesus Christ, that his life has now become my life.
所以婚姻灵修学的作者，他对他的弟弟讲，他说如果你想专心服侍主不被事物缠累，你就不要结婚。如果你想更像耶稣，那你就结婚。
And there was a brother that shared with his younger brother. He says that if you really want to diligently serve the Lord, then don't get married.
But if you want to be like Jesus,
then you got to get married. If you want to be like Jesus, then you got to get married. Anybody want to be like Jesus?
死在其中。
Then you got to get married and died in the midst of it.
天天向主死，向神活，你就发现我们生命天天在改变。
Every single day you're dying to the Lord, you're living towards the Lord, so you discover that your life has changed every single day.
弟兄姊妹，这不是高言大志，这不是道理，这不是云里雾里，这是脚踏实地。
Friends, these are not words in heaven. These are not just theology or doctrines, but these are the things that we walk upon every day.
我没有时间，我很快在这里讲到三件事情。
And again, we're running out of time. We'll have to run through it very quickly.
一个能够荣耀神的婚姻，一个蒙福的婚姻，第一件事情永远以基督为中心。
For marriage that is truly glorifying to God, must foremost be Christ-centered.
这是我在去年的时候已经曾经讲过了，我提三个点就是的，一个是 Christ-centered， 第二个 Cross-centered， 以实教为根基，第三个它是一个 lifelong covenant 跟 commitment， 是永远的盟约和委身。
And these three things are listed in your outline.
翻译越来越 efficient， 然后。以基督为中心，我记得那时候放了一个我们叫做 Golden Triangle 哈，一个金三角的一个信息。
We shared about this last year when we say Christ Center, we show this picture of a triangle.
当丈夫和妻子一起向神而去的时候
，When both husband and wife they are climbing towards God.
请 he return。你发现那个黄线越来越短，他们之间的距离越来越近。
You discover the lines between those two when they're at the bottom become shorter and shorter as they come towards God.
当他们真是以基督为中心的时候，他们才有真实的合一。
When Christ is truly the center, then you see that they are truly united as one.
如果反过来的话
，But if you turn the arrows around,
我们个人都追求自己，丈夫满足自己，妻子为了自己。
We all pursue our own, and the husband desires to pursue what satisfies him, and so does the wife.
我们都要求对方先来满足我们。
And we all demand the other person to come and satisfy me.
你爱我，我就顺服你；你顺服我，我就爱你。
If you love me, then I will submit to you. If you submit to me, then I'll love you.
你就发现我们的距离其实是越来越远。
You discover the arrows begin to go opposite directions, and the distance between them gets bigger and bigger.
弟兄姊妹，很多属灵的原则，你不要去违背它，违背它只有自己吃苦头。
And I will tell you, there's many spiritual principles. Do not violate those. If you violate those,You're going to suffer loss.
我们违背他，就像神对保罗说的：“你一脚踢刺是难的，你愿意踢刺吗
？”And when you disobey spiritual principles, it's like you're kicking against the goat. Do you want to do that?
放了一团荆棘，都是刺，你在这边一直踢它，踢它，你会愿意吗
？And we put a bunch of thorns right here, and we say, "Please step on it. Keep stepping on it. Are you willing to do that?"
所以婚姻要扭转，婚姻要能够合神心意，婚姻要充满了神的祝福，必须以神为中心，两个人都向神去。
If you want to turn your marriage around, you want your marriage to be a place of blessing, the center of God's purpose, then you need to both turn towards God and go towards God.
而第二个，以十架为根基。
And secondly, have the cross to be the center.
丈夫和妻子各有各的背景、文化、思想、兴趣、喜好，我们这个是可以了解的。
And husband and wife, we come from different backgrounds, we come from different cultures, likes and dislikes, we can understand that.
我们有太多不同。
And we have many, many differences.
但是什么东西可以让我们在主面前有一些的共同呢
？What are some of the things that could bring us into unity, the commonality?
你不要说我们有共同的兴趣、共同的运动、共同的喜好、共同的这个专长。那些共同都不可靠的。
And maybe you would say we have similar likes, we have similar habits, we have some things that we both enjoy. I would tell you those things are not secure.
因为你在别人的身上都可以找得到的。
Because on someone else, you'll be able to find the same things.
而神所要我们的合一是在基督里，在生命里面。
But the oneness that God desires for us to have is what is inside of Christ.
所以当两个人都肯舍己，活着的不再是我，是基督。
When both individuals are willing to say, I deny myself, it's no longer I but Christ who lives.
愿意身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我身上。
That I will carry the death of Christ, that the life of Christ may truly be revealed through me.
我们就能够更多的活出主来。
Then you can live out more and more of Jesus Christ.
舍己是婚姻中舍己是最重要的一件事情。
And denying ourselves is the most crucial, is the key in marriage.
而且是在基督里，在十架里舍己。
And I will tell you, it is essential when the denying of ourselves is in Christ under the cross.
这两个圆圈都向着。十架而去的时候，最后他们 common ground 越来越多，越来越多之后，最后两个圆变成同心圆。
And you discover that these two circles, as they begin to merge toward one another, and where Christ is the center, they will come to the point essentially where they are one circle.
所以你如果觉得你现在婚姻触礁到了很痛苦的地方，无路可走。
If you find and if you're saying I'm in my marriage relationship right now, I'm finding that I'm coming to a dead end and I have nowhere to go.
就像有一个姊妹在台湾曾经跟一个属灵的长辈讲一模一样的话，她说我没路走的。
There was a sister that came to an elder or more older person at church, and she was saying, "I have no way out. I have nowhere to go."
那姊妹跟她说，谁说没路，死路一条。
And that elderly sister says to her, "What do you mean? There's no way. There is one way, the way of death."
死在我身上发动，生就要发动。
When death is active in my life, then life.Will be activated.
你回家试试看。
Go home and try it.
你不管你另外一半怎样对待你。
It doesn't matter how your spouse treats you.
你不要管，甚至他变得更恶劣了。
And maybe they become even more severe in the way they treat you.
或是你让他得寸进尺了。
Or you just give an inch and they'll take a mile.
你通通不要管他。
Don't think about all any of
those things. 在你背后是神做你的后盾。
But behind you, to know that God is your anchor.
是神的应许，神的真理，神的救恩做你的后盾。
He's your support. He, His truth, His strength is what strengthens you.
我负责死。
My responsibility is just to die.
神负责我们活。
And God's responsibility to make us come alive.
让我们的婚姻起死回生。
That our life may go from death to life. Our marriage could go from death to life.
你是妻子的，就好好学习顺服你的丈夫。
And you who are wives, learn how to be submissive to your husbands.
丈夫好好爱妻子。
Husbands, learn how to love your wife.
对不起，我说我今天不是要讲家庭生活，讲快一点。第三个，永远的盟约，这是永远的 到时为止的。
Lastly, a lifelong covenant and a commitment. This is to until death do us part.
像雅各书三二上说的，爱情如死之坚强。
A song of Psalms it says that love is as strong as death.
只有死亡可以把我们分开。
Only death can part us.
那么新约中关于夫妻的教导，我们现在要讲基督化家庭，我们就讲夫妻跟孩子啊。
And when we talk about Christian homes, when we come to the New Testament teaching concerning the families, we'll look at parents and between husband and wives and parents and their children.
啊，这方面教导我们很多的，尤其在家庭月。所以以弗所书五章二十二节到六章四节，请大家回家都好好读。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22 through 33, I'd like to ask you to please read it and pay attention when you get home.
在这里我列的经文，他说。你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Let the wives see that she respects her husband.
我今天很公平哈，丈夫列了两个要求，妻子又列了两个要求。等一下，父母亲列了两个要求，做孩子的列了两个要求，非常公平。
I've been very, very fair today. There are two requirements that I listed for husband, two requirements I listed for wives, two I've listed for children, and two I've listed for parents.
请你救救你的家，救救你的孩子。不要替对方听到，替自己听到。
And I ask you this moment today, please listen for yourself, not for your wife, not for your children, or not for your parents.
不要我在讲妻子的时候，你就说，哎呀，老婆，你就是该听。
And certainly don't say to your wife right now, hey, pay attention while Pastor Yu is talking about wives.
啊，当余弟兄讲妻子要顺服丈夫的时候，你就想说，老婆，你真该听。
And
certainly 不用翻译了哈。那
let's keep going.
做丈夫的两件事情。
Those of you who are husbands, two things.
两件最重要的事情。
The two most important things.
不是说其他事情不重要，这两个是关键的。
Not to say other things aren't important, but these are key things that you ought to remember.
什么？
What are they?
爱。
Love.
跟舍己。
And to give yourself.
丈夫一般来说都比较自私的。
And predominantly speaking, husbands, we tend to be more selfish.
比较不容易舍己的。
It's hard for us to give ourselves.
而且丈夫不太懂得爱。
And I will tell you, oftentimes husbands we don't know how to love.
因为自私就不懂得爱。
Because if we're selfish, we don't know how to love.
所以圣经上一针见血的针对我们男人的问题。
So the Bible is very strict and very forward deals with the problem of men.
你要像基督爱教会一样爱你的妻子。
Love your wives just as Christ loves his church.
你要学习在凡事上好好为着主舍掉自己。
And in everything, learn from the Lord that you would put down yourself, lay down yourself.
你不要觉得这是神很不合理的要求，太高的标准。
Do not think that God, you're not being very reasonable. These standards are way too high.
神的每一个命令后面都带着祝福。
I will tell you, every command that God gives, there's an abundance of blessing that follows.
我告诉你，妻子最需要的，最在乎的。最无法招架的就是你对他的爱。
And I will tell you, wives, what they need the most from husbands is your love.
阿爸阿们。
Amen.
怎么是弟兄在阿们呢
？How come just the brothers, sisters?
我说女人或者妻子最需要的、最在乎的、最无法招架的，就是我们丈夫对我们的爱。阿爸阿们。
Women and wives, what they care about most is the love from their husbands. Amen.
你这些姊妹不阿们，你不要怪我不给你机会伸冤哈。真的，丈夫好好爱她，她死心塌地的服侍你。
Husbands, if you truly love your wives, your wives will submit to you, will serve you.
啊，那个，所以Jimmy Evans, 我跟你们介绍的那本书，那个《磐石上的婚姻》，他特别说到，每当做丈夫的卷起袖子来做家事，是他最 sexy 的时候。
We were studying this particular book earlier, The Marriage on the Rocks.He says an illustration, whenever the husband rolls up his sleeves and starts washing the dishes and does chores at home, that's when he's most sexy.
不信你试试看。
If you don't believe it, try it.
那对妻子最大的两个要求。
And the two greatest requirements for wives.
顺服。
Submit.
敬重。
And respect.
所以彼得你看他是渔夫，不会写什么书，但是圣灵感动他。
You look at Peter, he's a fisherman. He really hasn't been. He's not a learner. So, but the Holy Spirit moved him.
他劝女人要用长久、温柔、顺服的心。他说这是一个 unfading beauty, 永远不褪色的美丽。
He admonished the women, describing their unfading beauty is with a gentle spirit.
而且我也同样的话，男人最在乎、最受吸引、最无法招架的，就是妻子对他的温顺和敬重。阿爸们
I will tell you what's most needed for men and husband is the gentleness, the submissiveness, and the respect from their wives. Amen.
孔老夫子说的德不孤必有邻，我们都有经验的。
Confucius says that we've all experienced. We all have experiences, right?
男人女人是他造的，婚姻是他设立的，他完全知道人需要的是什么。
Men and women are created by God, so God knows exactly what we need.
女人要讲爱比较容易，女人要讲顺服很难，因为这些男人你不想顺服的。
It's easy for women to talk about love, and it's hard for them to talk about submission because it's difficult to submit to these men.
男人要讲顺服没问题，尤其当军人，人家顺服都是。像喝水一样，要我爱我很难。
For men to learn to submit, it's very easy because we've all gone through military. We understand the orders of authority. But for me to love, it is hard.
因为我们的心又粗又野又自私。
Because we're rough, we're stubborn, and we're selfish.
好，所以停在这了哈。那讲父母。
We'll stop right here. We're going to run to the parents and children.
我们读，你们做。儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿。这是第一条，这是插进来的，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。这句话是我从哥罗西书插过来的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 through 4。
好，那在这里我们对儿女两个，一个听从，一个孝敬。
And one is to obey, second is to honor concerning children.
英文翻不出这个孝敬这个味道。
It's really hard to translate what the Chinese version is saying concerning obeying and honoring.
我不管你的爸爸妈妈是怎样。
And I don't know. I really do not care what manner of parents you think you have.
我也不管你的爸爸妈妈他们受的教育程度、经济能力是怎样。
Or the educational background and how much their educational level.
我更不管你喜不喜欢你爸爸妈妈。
And I would even say I don't really care whether you like or dislike your parents.
因为圣经上从来不提这些东西。
Because the scripture never mentions any of those things.
就是这个要求从神来的，是跨过所有外面的东西的。
And I will tell you when a command and a requirement comes from God, it surpasses all the other circumstances that we face.
做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Children, you need to obey your parents and the Lord.
然后你要孝顺父母。
And then you need to honor.
孝顺不光是 honor， 你也能够体贴父母的需要和心意。
But at the same time, you need to be able to understand their needs and their hearts.
当你做好你的这一部分的时候
，And when you do your part,
神要大大的祝福你。
And God will greatly bless you.
因为在这里他说，不仅仅这是理所当然的。
And he, not only the scripture says that this is more than reasonable.
第二个，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
And then this is the very first command that comes with a promise.
第三个，这是主所喜悦的。
And this is what pleases the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，孩子们，你知道神要的是什么
？Brothers, sisters, younger brothers, sisters, you know what the Lord desires of in your life.
要学会感恩，学会体谅父母的用心。
To be thankful, to be mindful of the hearts of your parents.
要体谅父母亲给我们的管教，因为那是出于爱。
To understand why they discipline us, because it comes from the love of the Lord.
如果他不爱我们，他就不管我们。
If they do not love you, they would not have disciplined you.
他会管我们，因为他爱我们。
They discipline you because they love you.
做父母的。
For those of you who are parents.
这里讲到说，我们第一个，我们不要惹儿女的气。
Says that do not provoke your children to wrath.
我小的时候读这个，跟我当爸爸读这个，我就有不同的感觉。
When I read it when I was still a kid versus when I read it when I'm a dad, I actually have different understanding and notion.
怎么会要我不惹他的气？他不惹我气，我就不气嘛。
How is it possible that I would provoke my children to wrath? He's the one that provoked me.
神已经很恩待我了，我有两个非常听话的孩子。
God has been very gracious to me. I have two wonderful obedient sons.
但是圣经上在这里教导，叫我们不要惹儿女的气，就是你不要凭己意，不要在脾气，不要在血气里面来管教你的孩子。
says, do not provoke your children to wrath, is saying that do not discipline your kids in your own flesh and your own anger.
孩子绝对需要管教。
Your kids definitely need to be disciplined.
因为连神都管教我们。
Because if God disciplines us,
而且他说他又鞭打所收纳的儿子。
And then the scripture says that he will bring to stripe those whom he loves as sons.
他说哪里有儿子不被管教的？
How is it possible that sons are not disciplined?
要管教。
So we ought to discipline our kids.
但是要在属灵要有榜样来管教他们。
But it needs to be spiritual. It needs to be of example.
我不在血气里面管。
I do not discipline them in my own flesh, my anger.
我自己要有我该有的榜样，让孩子心服口服。
I need to have the right examples in my life that when they see me, they are without words.
不要惹他们的气，叫他们失了志向。
And again, do not provoke them to anger.
然后照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
请大家注意哈，是照着主的教训和警戒。
And I will tell you, we're training them up according to the Lord, the admonition of the Lord.
不要照着这个世界的原则。
And not according to the principles of this world.
你看隔壁家的 Tony 都已经申请到哈佛了，你怎么搞的？连 UCSF 都申请不到。
Look at the Tony next door. He's already in Harvard, and you can't even get into UCSF.
我们可能就拿很多东西在这里比较。
And we take a lot of things, we start doing comparisons.
从来不要做这样子的事情。
Don't do such a thing.
好好爱你的孩子。
Love your children.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲到儿女的时候，我提了两件事情，一个也是让主居首位。
And again, when we talk about children, I've also mentioned two things. The Lord hath the supremacy.
你光拿太阳系来说。
Just concerning the solar system.
太阳是中心。
The sun is the center.
地球绕着太阳转。
The earth spins around the sun.
月亮绕着地球转。
And the moon spins around the earth.
有没有人不懂这个的？
Anybody who does not understand that principle here?
都懂吗哈？
Everybody obviously understands.
到底谁是太阳？
So who is the sun?
必须是神，必须是基督为中心。
It has to be God. It has to be Christ. He's the center.
然后我们父母亲带着孩子，带着我们的产业，带着我们这一生所有的，像月亮一样。跟着我们去 绕太阳。
And then we take all of our possessions, our inheritance, our children, and we go about the sun just as the moon is going about with the earth.
自然的道理，属灵的道理，我们都懂。属灵的 reality 常常不是这样。
And natural laws, spiritual laws, we understand, but reality, we don't reflect them.
今天我们把孩子当太阳。
And oftentimes our children becomes the center. They are the sun.
我们所有的东西绕着孩子转。
Everything revolves around our children.
我们可能把职业当太阳。
Perhaps our career is the sun.
神现在变成我们的月亮，跟着我们走就是。
God has now become the moon. He follows us wherever we go.
我转着转着转着碰到困难了，我就向神祷告。
And I will go and go about an orbit. And when I come to difficulties, then I'll pray to God.
等要没有难处的时候，我又是绕着孩子转，我又是绕着我的职业转。
When the problems go away, again I go and circle about my kids or my job.
要怎么让主居首位啊
？But again, we say here that the Lord will have the supremacy.
而且属灵的传承。
And then also the spiritual, the passing down of spiritual inheritance.
要为神家养育下一代。
And we need to raise up the next generation for the Lord's sake.
所以在我们教会，我们非常注重全家的侍奉。
And so in our church, we particularly put emphasis on services of the family.
我们要想起约书亚那么雄壮的宣告。
And we come and think about what Joshua's declaration.
你们要照世界的潮流活，你们要找世界的偶像去拜。没问题，做你们自己的抉择。
If you want to live according to the culture of this world, if you want to worship the gods of this world, that's your decision. Go ahead.
至于我和我家，我们全家侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在神的心意中
，Brothers and sisters, you ought to know in the heart of God.
神所要的是全家的侍奉。
What God desires is the service of the entire family.
神要叫我们是有分别的，是从世界里面出来的侍奉。
God wants us to be separated from the world, that there's a distinction as we come to serve God.
我讲完这个就完了。在出埃及记，神借着摩西说 ，Let my people go to serve me， 容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
When God says through Moses to Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me。
第一个要叫他们从埃及出来，是有分别的。
One that they need to come out of Egypt, so they're separated.
第二个，让他们侍奉我，是所有的百姓都要来侍奉我。
Secondly, that they may serve me. It speaks of the entire people that they may serve God.
然后你就发现法老的诡计。
And you begin to discover the scheme of Pharaoh.
他当然不答应。
Of course he didn't answer.
然后神就降灾，降灾，降灾。
And so, the plagues, they come one after another.
到最后法老妥协。
And finally, Pharaoh, he's willing to compromise.
但是他仍然不肯放。
But he's still unwilling to let everybody go.
他说你们可不可以就在这里侍奉？
He said, why don't you just stay right here and worship?
摩西说不行。
Moses says, no.
他说那你们可以去但是不要去得太远
And he said you can go but don't go too far
摩西也不答应他
Moses says no
他说你们可以去只要男人去把妇人孩子留下来
And then Pharaoh says go but just let the men go but the wives and the children let they stay behind
没有一个世代像今天这个世代这个轨迹这么明显
And no generation like our generation is this scheme more prevalent and more obvious
不管中国不管美国我们走遍这么多的国家多少的家庭只有家代表来教会聚会来教会侍奉
Whether it be China, whether in America, we've gone through many, many different churches. We see that only the representatives of the family are here worshiping God.
但是神要的是全家的侍奉
But what God desires is the service and the worship of the family.
世界的王就说强壮的男人去侍奉妇人孩子留下来
The king of the world says, let the strong go worship God, but wives and children, let them stay at home.
弟兄姊妹要为你自己的家祷告
And brothers and sisters, you need to pray for your family.
不要以为你自己属灵就可以了
Do not think that it isGood enough that you yourself are spiritual.
孩子生病，孩子软弱，孩子不能来，我们可以了解。但是我整个家是要侍奉神。
But the children, when they are sick, when they are weak, they cannot come. We understand. But the attitude of my household is to serve God. It's got to be there.
有一次我在一个人家住，早上要聚会的时候，全家没有一起走。他说，因为孩子还在睡觉，等他几时睡醒，几时去。
And one time I was hosted by a particular family. It was time to go to church. The whole family didn't go and realized, how come we're not going? And the husband says, well, the kids are still asleep. They'll wake up. When they wake up, they'll go.
孩子都已经五六岁了。
The kids are 5 or 6 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们家的孩子满月就提着篮子全部跑的。
Brothers, I will tell you, our kids when they are a month old, we grabbed them and they came to church with us.
我至少我们要有一个侍奉神的心，是全家侍奉的心。
I would say at the very least, our heart attitudes, as for me and my house, my whole family is there to serve God.
后来法老又被打到最后，就说好，你们都去，但是把牲畜牛羊留下来。
And then we see that Pharaoh was severely judged, and continues to be judged, and then Pharaoh finally says, "Okay, you guys go, but let." All your livestock, let they stay behind.
外面的环境好像有分别，它让我们的心跟这个地还是不能分别，因为财宝在哪，心就在哪。
And outwardly, it seems like there is a separation, but he says, "Keep your treasure here, because he knows where your treasure is. There, your heart will be also."
哎呀，可想到摩西就过瘾哈，为神儿女们争气。我们都去，连一蹄都不留给你。
And Moses says out loud, "We are all to leave; not one hoof shall be left behind."
男人去，女人去，孩子去，牲畜都去，连一根腿都不给你。
Men, women, children, our livestock, we will not even leave a hoof or leg behind for you.
这叫做我和我全家都属神，我和我全家都侍奉神。
This is the definition of this. For me and my house, my entire household, all our possessions belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在 SBCA 的盼望跟祷告。
But this is our hope, our expectation, our prayer here at SBCA.
我们特别也在我们几年前讲到我们 SBCA 对下一代教育的三个最重要的方向：第一个与神的关系，第二个跟基督身体的关系，第三个是他们要像基督的品格。
And a couple of years back, we talk about as we admonish the next generation, we want them to have a relationship with Christ,
跟基督身体的关系
and then a relationship with the body of Christ, and then having Christ-like characters.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在家里面、在教会里面、在主日学班上，我们都是用这样子的原则。
Brothers, I pray that whether we are at home, whether we are Sunday school for the kids, as church as a whole, we cultivate that culture here.
所以等一下我们会后，我们在这里跟我们的神立约的时候
，and as we come at the conclusion of this message, as we set a covenant with our God.
我们在旧约看见，当神百姓复兴的时候。
In the Old Testament, we see as the revival comes to God's people.
他们众人如同一人来到神的面前。
And everyone came as one before the presence of God.
约书亚带他们与神立约。
Joshua led the entire people to set to establish a covenant with God.
尼希米邀请呼召百姓们来跟神立约。
Nehemiah calls out to the people of God to come and establish a covenant with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里愿意爱神，也愿意保护神家的纯净。
And brothers, for the sake of loving the Lord and preserve the purity in God's house.
这是在神面前，也是为着神而做的。
And I will tell you, we are doing this before God, and we are doing this for God.
因为我们希望全家侍奉，从全家侍奉到全民都侍奉神。
And we desire that the whole house would serve the Lord, and even yearn and pray that the entire people, the nation, would serve God.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，有这么多的话想说。
Lord, there's so much more words that you want to say.
但是我们虽然说不完。
I know we cannot come to the end of these words.
但是你这位说话的神，你继续的来说。
But we know that you are the speaking God. You continue to speak.
主啊，你不光对我们说。
Lord, not only do you speak to us individually.
你借着圣灵，借着住在我们里面的生命，来帮助我们来落实它。
But we ask that the Holy Spirit, through the life that has been given to us, that's heavenly life, that we would actualize the things that we've heard.
让每一个家都是被你保护、被你医治、被你拯救的。
That every family is protected, is healed, is being saved by you.
不管我们过去有多少的创伤、有多少的犯罪、有多少的被仇敌破坏的地方。
And no matter how much wounds we had, how much sins or area that's been destroyed by the enemy.
主啊，我们今天在这里求你赦免我们。
God, today we come and we ask for your forgiveness.
让我们都起来回到你的心意里去。
We want to rise up and go according to your heart.
让我们脱离仇敌的网络和破坏，能够活在你的祝福和保护中。
We want to run away from the snare and the destruction of the evil one. We want to come under your shelter and your protection.
让每一个家不仅是充满爱、充满祝福的家。
That every family is not a place that is full of love and full of blessings.
每一个家都是全家起来侍奉你的家。
We pray that every family will rise up as a unit to serve you, Lord.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。